Hi, welcome in. Is there something I can help you with? We close really soon, so... No, don't feel rushed. Yeah? I can do a coffee easily. Sorry? Thank you, it's a family heirloom. Would you like to take a closer look at it? Yeah, no, of course. I don't mind. Here. I get a lot of questions about it. It's a really odd necklace, I'll give you that. What else would you like with it? I'm sorry, I kind of turned away to start making it without asking. Just the coffee? Are you sure? Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Yeah, just the coffee I can make easily. Yeah, it's just weird to see people, it's weird to see people out this late on this day. Well, it's Hallows Eve, day before Halloween, technically night, but... I'm sorry if this comes off as rude and you can completely ignore me, but are you new here? Well, it's just most people I've seen come through here at least half a dozen times. We're the only diner in town, so... Most, morning... coffee runs are done here. Yeah, come here, for sure. What is that supposed to mean? I look like I know a lot about Halloween. Well, for your future reference, not every goth person is going to know about Halloween, but I do happen to know a little bit more than I guess the average person would, or at least some fun little trivia facts. Yeah, no, for sure, I understand the curiosity behind the necklace. It's, very unique. Oh, the facts? Would you really be interested in knowing them? Well, have you been told about the thin lining between the dead and the living? Come on, that's like the, I guess, most known thing. Well, supposedly. Now, I'm not really an expert in these kinds of things, but supposedly, on Halloween and Hallows Eve, the veil, if you want to call it that, is the thinnest between the land of the dead and the land of the living. So, with that being said, there have been some reports that things are different on Halloween. Well, different in the sense of those creepy dolls. I'm sure you've seen them. They're all over the place if you're into creepy things. Yeah, exactly. Those creepy dolls might actually become vessels for spirits to reside in for that one day. Or maybe a knife, for example, could be a way for a spirit to actually become corporeal. And they have that item, and that's their connection between this world and their world. Well, of course, that's just what people have told me. How to stop them? Well, not all spirits are evil. Granted, some of them do have malicious intents, but some of them merely just want an offering. Could be something as simple as coffee with a bunch of creamer in it. Or maybe a task. Not something dangerous. Simple tasks, such as carving a pumpkin, or maybe bringing them a blanket and tucking them in, watching a movie with them. Something. But the more malicious ones, I have heard that they aren't easy to appease, if at all, actually. You're really getting into this. I didn't mean for it to go this way. This is just hearsay and things I've picked up around town. Stopping them. They might not even be real. Well, if we did go down that road, that would be in the realm of hypotheticals. So, hypothetically, if these spirits were real, they would have to have an item that attaches them to this world. The something that roots them into the land of the living. And hypothetically, taking that away from them would weaken their connection between this world and theirs. Exactly. I guess, example I gave with the knife. If the ghost is, or spirit, is connected to the knife, hypothetically, taking that away from them would lessen their chances of being able to stay corporeal if they became that. It can be something as small as a necklace, or a ring, or a hairpin, even a belt. Maybe even a bell. Anything could really be a link to a restless spirit that is trying to reconnect with the world. But it's just something that's around town. What I said earlier. What did I say earlier? I've said a lot of things since you've been sitting here. Town. Well. Not many people go out at night, especially around Hallows Eve. The children still go out on Halloween to trick-or-treat, but Hallows Eve isn't the best time for a lot of things. Well, the adults don't actually go out with the children around here. I'm sorry, I really shouldn't have told you that. No, I've been told I say too much and I talk too much and I run the town out of good business, so... Would you like another coffee? You seem like you're gonna have a long night. I just meant that you look like you have a little work to do, so long night working. Of course. Same thing? Yeah. I wouldn't go if I were you. To that graveyard you and your friends are planning to go to. I wouldn't go. No, I word travels around town, and I wouldn't go there if I were you. Sorry, well, will you excuse me for a minute? Hello? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I understand. Exactly. I misspoke about it. Of course. Sorry again. Nothing's wrong, just, a customer from earlier. Call me if you decide to go. I'll try and help, but I can't do very much. If you do decide to go, don't listen to what your friends say. And please don't bring anything to the graveyard. Not even that. Nothing that I listed earlier. Any of those items, don't bring them. If you already have them, don't interact with them. Go in the same room as them. Ignore them. At least until the 1st of November. Just pretend they don't even exist. I'm sorry if I'm not making any sense. I really can't say much about it, but if you bring those items to the graveyard, I don't think I could help you. I don't think anyone really could. Of course, here's your coffee and enjoy the rest of your night. Again, I'm sorry for everything. Yeah, have a good night and happy Halloween.